For more than a year, the Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff has been in the news as a congressional committee and various prosecutors delve into his business dealings. The main focus has been on his lobbying for Indian tribes with gambling interests. Tomorrow, in federal court in Washington, one of Abramoff's closest associates, consultant Michael Scanlon, is expected to enter a plea agreement indicating he is now helping the Justice Department crack open a network of influence peddling. One Republican congressman is already implicated, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
Scanlon faces one count of conspiring with an unnamed lobbyist A to bilk four Indian tribe clients out of millions of dollars and to trade gifts for official acts with an unnamed member of Congress. The charge was announced Friday, exactly 1 year after Scanlon was brought before the Senate Indian Affairs Committee by subpoena. Then-Senator Ben Nighthorse Campbell grilled Scanlon that day about emails he and Abramoff had exchanged in 2002. The pair wanted the Tigua tribe in El Paso, Texas, to hire them.
He told you to, quote, fire up the jet, baby, we're going to El Paso. You responded by telling him, I want all their money. Whose money were you referring to?
Unfortunately, Senator, upon the advice of counsel, I must decline that question based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment.
Scanlon sat tight-lipped then and has given no interviews since, but it now appears that he has been talking to prosecutors. Scanlon's attorney says Scanlon and the Justice Department will present a proposed plea agreement in court tomorrow. To outside observers, it seems that the deal is already cut. Lawyer Ken Gross specializes in ethics and campaign finance cases. He notes that prosecutors here are using an information instead of an indictment.
If this were an indictment, the prosecutors tend to throw the kitchen sink at you. This has already been winnowed down to one count.
And Gross says that doesn't bode well for others who might be implicated.
I see the noose tightening quickly in this case.
The 8-page information adds no new details to the saga of Abramoff and Scanlon. But the Senate committee has already exposed their lobbying tactics. When Abramoff went to the Tigua, for instance, it was to hit them up for business after their casino had been shut down. He didn't tell them that he and Scanlon helped shut it down and were paid handsomely for it by another tribe. As for the congressman, cited as Representative Number 1 in the information, the description fits Congressman Bob Ney, a Republican from Ohio. Ney, who had gone golfing with Abramoff and Scanlon in Scotland, tried to enact legislation for the Tigua. He also put statements in the congressional record promoting a business deal of Abramoff's. Abramoff was indicted on that transaction last summer. And Ney, as chairman of the House Administration Committee, approved a contract for a congressional wireless network that went to a client of Abramoff's lobbying team. A spokesman for Ney issued a statement that prosecutors have not told Ney he's a target, and, quote, there would be no grounds to do so. Mr. Scanlon's being charged with lying to and cheating his clients does not change that, unquote. Ney has always said he'll cooperate with investigators. This month, he got a document subpoena in the case, and he set up a legal defense fund. Abramoff's spokesman isn't commenting. Larry Noble, director of the nonpartisan Center for Responsive Politics, says a plea by Scanlon could pressure Abramoff into cooperating, too. Then they would end up competing to see who could tell more about the lawmakers they've palled around with for the past 10 years. That is a long list that includes former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Noble notes that even if a given lawmaker is not indicted, he could be tarred by being named in the investigation. And he adds this.
I think there are some members of Congress who may not be sleeping all that well this weekend.
Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.